It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hawk, you were just talking about ways to handle someone who is being a jerk and things you can say to them.
Yeah, kind of passive-aggressive, where it comes off maybe polite.
You know, when you were talking about that, it got me to thinking about the same situation with people that are stupid.
Why would you think of something like that?
I don't know. It seemed similar. A jerk, stupid, they're similar.
Okay. It's funny how Hawk came up with the idea of the one for jerk, and you came up with the idea of the one for stupid.
It's almost like we're inspired by something.
I mean, I'd love to know you get your good information.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Well, I did a little research on how to call someone stupid without using the word stupid, and there are some classics you've probably heard, but I found some stuff that I hadn't heard before. You probably heard things like two cans short of a six-pack.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe their cornbread ain't done in the middle. That one actually was new to me, but I liked it.
Oh, no, that's like Southern, man. That's a good
Southern
one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Your cornbread ain't good. Oh, whatever. I can't say it.
Someone's stupid.
Your cornbread ain't done in the middle, y'all.
Then there's the I don't have enough time or crowns to explain this to you. That's basically suggesting that they are so dumb you have to use crayons to illustrate it for them.
I was thinking of like a crown on your head.
Oh,
like,
no, crayons.
I thought you said crown too.
Really?
I thought it was like crown in your tooth. Like you've talked so much that you tried to explain it to them. And then
it's a crayon.
It's hard to underestimate you. That's one of them.
Oh, I thought she was calling him out.
No, I just that's one.
These are just things Tom have said to me throughout the years. He wrote down in a list.
Like, yeah.
One time he said, "You have delusions of adequacy."
Oh gosh. Ooh, that's kind of a sick burn now.
That is, isn't
that's
it?
A sick burn.
I didn't even think Hawk would get it.
Yeah. Well, I still haven't. I'm still trying to figure it out. I even Googled it.
Still trying to fix his cornbread.
Yes, I am.
Another one is wisdom has been chasing him, but he's always been faster.
Well, at least he's athletic.
Yeah, there you go. That's the good Southern
the
way to look at it.
That's the positive spin on it.
Yeah. He's eating with only one chopstick.
Well, okay, you can stab at sushi.
Yeah, for sure.
But that rice, that grain of rice is hard to pick up with one.
Yeah,
it
is. Lick the plate.
Takes him an hour and a half to watch 60 Minutes.
Oh, I've heard that one.
I bet.
Yeah.
If he was any dumber, he'd have to be watered twice a week.
They're
basically a plant if they were any dumber.
Yeah.
Don't feel bad. You can pick one of these if you want to later and just be like, this is mine.
Tom's are over my head sometimes, though.
Okay.
Because he's too smart.
Yeah.
This one might work. He could hide his own Easter eggs.
Okay, because I couldn't find them.
You forget where you put them.
I forget everything.
That may not be dumb. That's just forgetful.
Yeah.
Tom told me one time, I'm so dense, that light bends around me. That's one of those.
Oh, that okay.
It's
okay,
a highbrow because
he's a smarty pants.
He's a smarty, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another one is if he had another brain, it would be lonely. Because the brain would be like, you know, never mind.
Because no thoughts, maybe.
Right, yeah.
I like the one you used on me. What's that? You said one time, I have room temperature IQ.
That one's a common one.
Listen, I just feel like nothing ever really just punches like a your mama joke. You know what I mean? So what you're saying is great and all, but like sometimes you just, if you want to call somebody stupid, you're not necessarily thinking in like the highest
you're
form.
So stupid.
And then like, your mama. Yo mama.
But I don't know that that's saying they're stupid or not.
Listen, it's a blanket statement.
Okay. I just use the same phrase I use on the jerk. Bless your heart.
Yeah, that is a good one.
Yeah.
His belt doesn't go through all the loops.
Okay.
I've heard this one in the South before. He's as smart as bait.
Bait?
Bait. Like, you know, the thing you put on a worm, basically.
Like to go fishing.
Yes.
Okay.
You're depriving a village of an idiot.
Yeah.
Tom told me that one, too.
Hawk's apparently got a list that I have not approved.
Because you've said them to me throughout the years.
An intellect rivaled only by garden tools. In other words, they're no smarter than a garden tool.
Okay.
That was a little over.
Like a shovel or a hoe?
Here's one I think you'll appreciate. He fell out of the stupid tree and hit every branch on the way down.
That's pretty harsh, though.
Well, it is.
Yeah.
All right, here's a good Southern one. A few peas short of a casserole.
I do love a good casserole,
though. That's up there with the cornbread, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
And an experiment in artificial stupidity instead of artificial intelligence.
I got you.
Artificial stupidity. Mm-hmm.
See, some of these, if you said them to me, I'd be like, God, what's he even talking about? Okay. He acts like he's smarter.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I know. Because he is smarter. Me,
and I feel like that's good. Ignorance is bliss. So I'm like, I don't know what you're saying, but I love you.
Okay, you've got to have heard a few fries short of a Happy Meal.
Yeah, I heard that one. Yeah.
Not the brightest bulb in the pack.
That's an old one.
A few clowns short of a circus.
Okay, that's a good one. I get that one.
Uh-huh. I like this one. He's hard of thinking. Like you're hard of hearing. He's hard of thinking.
Uh-huh.
A modest man with much to be modest about.
Oh, that's very smart. You got to really think about that one.
Yeah, right. See, I wouldn't. I'd be like, I don't even know what he said.
And then I heard the 2 cans short of 6-pack, but I thought this was funny. You're 12 cans short of a 6-pack. Because that's really, really.
Like, and that goes to math. Like, yeah. Are we good at math, guys?
I mean, that's pretty basic math.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I just thought with you finding ways to tell people they were a jerk without necessarily, you know, just telling doing it passive aggressive, I thought I would give you some of the stupid ones. It looks like a lot of these would be good because the stupid person wouldn't even know you were telling them.
I think the best one that you ever said to me was, it's hard to believe that you beat out a million other sperm.
Oh, my Lord. I don't think I said that.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I might would have said your DNA. It's hard to believe your DNA was the winner, but that's a little in your face.
Listen.
Yeah.
Let's all be nice to one another, okay? Let's just love each other.
Okay.
Hug and make up.
Bless her heart.
It's too early.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I got to say, I was panicking this morning with my cell phone. I know a lot of us, they were just telling you the other day that according to new research, your panic percentage is at 38%. When your cell phone gets to 38%, you start to panic. You're looking for a charger somewhere. You might be out. And that one's not, it's got to get below 10 for me to start to panic.
38 is pretty dang high.
Yeah.
Especially with most phones today, they've got a lot of life left at 38%.
I don't even check until at 15%, it'll
give you a warning.
Yep. Yeah. So that's when I'm like, and if I'm out, then I panic. But if I'm home, I just
when mine starts to dim, like, you know, the brightness of it starts
to
dim.
5%. That scares me.
Yeah, I got to find something there. Let me find that charger.
You know, maybe friends thought I just died, ran into a building or something because I'd be talking to them. My phone just dies.
Oh,
and
okay.
It takes forever for it to charge enough to turn it on. And it's like, you know, by the time I think about it, it's 30 minutes later. They're like, are you all right? I'm getting all these texts. Did something happen to you?
My kids, literally, we had a running joke. They would let it run out in the middle of whatever they were doing. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, you know, there's a way to stop that. Like when it tells you it's down to 10%, you can plug it in. Because they don't care.
Right.
They don't experience the... At 10%, my anxiety is starting to get pretty high because I'm thinking it's time to find a charger. It's time to get this thing on a battery.
And I don't like to talk when it's charging, which I think you're not really supposed to. I've heard...
I do it all the time because they make those for iPhones, definitely, but I think both of them. They make the charger that little plugs in at the bottom and it just sits there and charges while you're on it.
Yeah, I mean, a little handheld.
Yeah, I mean, like that's the way to go.
I've used it, but... I just don't like doing that.
What made me panic is today it said, your storage is getting low.
Okay, so that would make me panic more than the battery.
That's just a little money. It's like $2.99. Okay, $2.99 a month, and I got that fixed.
Yeah. Oh, because you got the cloud?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I need to do more cloud storage is what I need to do.
I don't know how much more I can spend on this cloud storage.
Well, that's the thing. The first one's $2.99. They get you. You're like, I can afford $3 a month. And then the next one's like $10.99. I'm like, wait a second. I can't pay that much.
That is the thing about Tom. He's got plenty of storage on his phones and computers. And we were talking about, you know, when you're spring cleaning, you got a digital clean as well. And some of this information just kind of blew me away because 77% of people feel digital clutter negatively impacts their life.
1,000%.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. You know, even on my desktop, like I've got my desktop here at work, mm-hmm. I'm like, I've got to make sure that my icons are all organized and stuff.
Oh, my.
I can turn on somebody, like I'll borrow a laptop or something from a friend, and I'm like, oh my goodness,
look at my phone.
How are you living that way? I mean, there's no organization at all.
My mama asked me to do something on her cell phone, and she will literally have 10 windows with like one app on each page.
Yeah, you scroll,
and there's one app. So I will combine them all to one page, and the next time I do it, she's got five. But yeah, I've got mine in all my socials on one page. All my banking stuff's on one page.
Well, 31% of people have paid to upgrade a digital device to get more storage.
Yep.
How many?
Several times.
31%.
That seems low to me.
I haven't done it yet.
Yeah, because they do that whole thing where it's so cheap for the first one. It's like, for $3, I'm in.
Now, is this like your cloud backup or your actual phone storage?
Well, they're the same thing now, because what they do on like the iPhone for sure, and I assume Android does this as well, but like if you don't use an app for a long time, then they offload it onto the cloud, and then when you go to use it later, it downloads it real quick for you.
Yeah.
So it gives you more storage because you're not storing stuff you don't use it, but that often.
Yeah. Okay, get your texters out right now. Let's do a little fun. Are you average when it comes to certain things on your cell phone?
I've already been texting this morning.
How many unread emails do you have?
Okay, I just feel like this is really personal.
The average is 1,044 unread emails people have on their cell phone.
They have 328,946.
Is that unread?
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
I have zero.
Well, I know. You actually clean yours out every day or almost every week?
Yeah. Usually when I get home from work and I just want to decompress, I will go through and delete, you know, my spam.
That sounds like a ton of fun.
I literally created another email account because I was getting so much junk mail from the one. I was like, I'll just start another one.
Oh.
And that one's starting to fill up, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. 12 unread text messages. This is what's normal for most people.
516
text messages?
It's a lot. Okay.
What? You've missed a lot of events.
Yeah.
Birthdays. Somebody probably passed away.
I don't know. Once it I'm a popular lady, okay? And then once the text, once it scrolls down, I don't see it and it's not in front of my face. Guess what? Until you text me again, I ain't going to see it.
That's why I delete old texts that mean nothing. My friends make fun. I'm like, if we're just talking about what we're doing this weekend and it's just, you know, cutting up, I don't need that because it's going to push a text I need to.
All right.
To see. I have none unread.
How many open browsers tabs do you have right now?
Oh, gosh.
I'm sorry. Open browser tabs right now that's on your phone.
Oh, mm-hmm. Well.
Yeah.
On my phone?
Yeah.
Okay,
like this
hold
thing
on.
Right here?
Yeah, yeah. How many of those do you have?
Well, like I have a lot, but I usually frequently close all, which I just do.
I close all a lot with that, too.
I do, too.
I have 57. It has the number at the bottom for you. You don't have to count them by hand.
And you don't have to do it out loud either.
I think now we're up to 60 now. But listen, I'm getting rid of it now. I'm just doing it. Digital detox. There we go.
You can close all. 15 open browser tabs that you have. 15. It's what is normal.
Probably was a little less than that, but normally it's cleaned out.
All right. How many unused apps do you have on your phone right now?
I don't know.
That's too
much. What you use the least.
It's a lot.
You can do I know.
Do they have like a phone cleaner? Like I know they have house cleaners, but do they make like phone cleaners just
they
to
do.
Go through?
There's apps that'll do that.
Well, even
then
in
that's
your...
another app.
But also there's you go to your settings and it'll show you the apps that you don't use.
Okay.
Ever.
Really?
And you can
You have Samsung, don't you?
Yeah. So you can do that. Just go to your settings and apps you hardly ever use.
When I got my phone, some of the apps that came on it, I deleted. I uninstalled. I'm like, why are you putting that on? I'll never use it. But
mm-hmm.
I don't know where that is.
Well, I can help you with it a little bit later. I've got to go clean up my cell phone right now.
Yeah.
Honestly, I need to hire a maid service.
That's what
for
I'm
my,
saying. Yeah. Like, who can I hire to do this for me?
Yeah. You don't really have to, though, because you can search for an app just by pulling down, and you got Apple, right?
I don't want to deal with it.
But you just type it. You just go. You pull down and type the first few letters of the app, and it finds it for you.
But we've stumbled onto something. Like, there's no service where someone comes in, they do all your cleaning for your house and stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, here's my phone. Can you just clean it up for me?
Listen, it's a business venture.
Yeah.
How do we start
that.
This?
And then, of course, they would leave the screen dirty like we don't do Windows.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, I saw something online last night and people were making a huge deal out of it. I'm not as blown away by it, but some of these people were pretty upset. Apparently, some Walmarts are now putting their steaks and beef in these theft-proof packages.
Oh.
So it'll have the regular packaging, but it's got this thin wire around it, and it's got like a little pouch, and that pouch has one of those anti-theft things on it like they have in the clothes.
Oh, and don't you hate that? You walk out of the store, somehow you get out without it beeping, you get it home, you go to put it on, and all of a sudden you get that big tag hanging down.
Yes.
You're like, I got to go back to the store to get that tag off.
I'm so freaked out that it's going to go off on me and everybody's going to look at me. that if I'm buying any clothes, I search the clothes before I purchase them, and I sit there and watch them. I make sure. I've had to tell a cashier, I'm like, oh, you need to get that.
I don't
home.
Do that, and I have I taken do. Some back or home, and I'm like, I don't want to take it back to the store. And
no.
I went to my toolbox and was trying to get that thing off.
Did you get ink all over your clothes?
No, I didn't, but I didn't get it off either. I bent it all up, and the lady even had trouble trying to get it unhooked.
I feel like if they had people checking you out instead of the self-checkout, then there wouldn't be as much theft. Because I feel like a lot of times, like, people hide stuff whenever they're doing the self-checkout.
Yeah, people have been stealing for ages. And now they're complaining because it's on this beef. And they're like, oh, they don't want to let people who are starving to death get any food. I'm like, well, they don't want them to steal it.
You got
to
pay for it, Brett.
Well, how are they going to cook it?
Well, when you go to pay for it, they
take...
I think you could take cutters and maybe do something with it. I don't know. I think most of the people stealing it aren't starving to death.
No.
I think they're selling it.
Yeah, what?
Because they load up like a cart full and run out the door.
Or
they go and sell it.
A bunch of money for a steak.
Yeah.
They need to put it on the eggs. They're so expensive.
I know.
You know, you just said something. Well, I mean, why do that to the meat when all they do is run out of the store anyway? So why would they, all that's going to do is an alarm's going to go off, or is it going to ruin the meat?
I have no idea, Kato. I don't know enough about it to know. I'm assuming when they try to take it off, it could possibly spray something on them.
You know, you got to find somebody in the store, like they're going to pretty soon lock it up like they do the iPads and stuff. And it's like, I need to get me like about 6 pounds of ground beef.
I just need a ribeye.
Yeah, can you just take me over there and get it?
You'll have to like sign a form because you're like getting so much meat. It's suspicious.
Why don't they just handcuff you when you walk in?
Might as well.
But you know what? To be fair, it's you're not the problem, but there's so many people that are. What are they supposed to do? I mean, how are they supposed to stop the theft?
You're onto something, Kato. You handcuff you to the cart and then have somebody frisky on the way out.
Don't threaten me with a good
time. At the grocery store, it's like paper, plastic, or, you know, whatever.
But I tell you, with all the technology and the robots coming out, I'm surprised Walmart's just not where you walk down this line, you punch in your order, robots grab it from the store, and it shoots out of little end.
What happened to the few years ago? Tom was telling
which end?
Us.
The very end.
No, I thought you meant the end of the robot.
Oh.
No, you know, you walk through a line,
right.
You punch in your, and then as you get to the end of the line, the robot has put your order together. It's all bagged up, and it comes out this little chute. Then you take it to your car.
What happened a few years ago, because Tom was telling us in Nerd News, they had the carts where you just put the items in the cart, and then you just roll out. Like, if you've noticed, when you go to Sam's, they got those big old displays now, kind of like you're walking through the airport. You don't have to show them your receipt now because they see the groceries in your cart.
Oh.
I hadn't been to Sam's recently.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not doing that at Costco yet, but they do make you show your ID at the front now and scan it.
Mm-hmm.
It is getting more and more computerized.
Yeah, true.
Well, did y'all see that, like, the influencer, she got arrested from stealing from Target, like, at the self-checkout? She just put her, like, sticker, like, on something cheap and was just, like, scanning the same item over and over again. But then she made a video of her Target haul, and people were, like, Target had posted, like, who is this girl? And they're like, wait, that's an influencer I follow. And she got arrested because she'd been stealing from Target for so long.
Wow. Yeah. That was what her influencing was.
Yeah, I guess so.
I've heard so many stories about people being stopped from self-check that when I do self-check all the time, I'll literally take one item. I hold it up.
Look at this.
In front of that little camera, I scan it. Here it's going in the bag
now. I still feel guilty, though. Why do I always feel guilty? Like, they're going to think I'm stealing.
You know what you need to do is be like, you know, those girls on the game shows, and then you put your item up where the camera is and put your hand down.
That's what Kato's kind of doing.
Yeah.
And anytime do y'all, like, hold your receipt? Like, when you, even if you've used a cashier, you hold your receipt in your hand, you, like you're waving it.
I'm honest.
It's the person standing beside the door. A lot of times they'll like, can I see your receipt? And you're like, oh, great. I put it in my pocket and I've got 6 bags here, so I got to set my bags down.
You just tell them it's in my front pocket. Can you grab it?
Just poke your hip out a little bit.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Megan Eby's hanging out with us.
Hey.
She's in for Tori this week while she is on the maternity leave. I have some unusual things men can do to be more attractive to women, and some of these are super easy. Like the very first one, they say, not caring too much about your appearance. Now, girls do want a man to take care of himself, like brush his teeth, cut his fingernails, clean clothes, stuff like that. But
what about toenails?
Toenails, that's
for awesome. Sure.
What if you wear closed-toe shoes?
I can vouch for that one. My wife always complains about my toenails. Okay. She says I'm going to cut her.
That's because she sees your feet naked. But you know, right off the bat, it took her like, what, a year or two before she saw your toenails?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and if you haven't done your toenails, keep them covered.
Keep the dogs covered.
Yeah. Okay. But they say, and this is according to, I guess, fashion news, that look, that disheveled look where you're kind of like not trying. Models, the goal is to look like you don't care, but still.
But you really do.
You still are put together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like if a man looks too pretty, it's such a turnoff. You want somebody who looks a little rugged and masculine. Okay. Somebody who's going to wax their eyebrows like, nah. Don't do
so
that.
You want that stray eyebrow just floating around there?
Well, I don't want hair. The pussy willows popping out everywhere. Like, we got to trim them bad boys up.
I'm kind of rocking that look.
Yes, you are, Tom.
Every now and then I'll take scissors to my eyebrows and just go across the front, and that's about it.
You know, be careful. Don't take them all off.
You know some of the guys that got the messed up hair in the front, like they purposely mess it up? That's how Tom's eyebrows are.
He's got wax in him. He's got spiked up.
He cares, but he doesn't.
That's unibrow hair gel.
No, I don't have a unibrow. I trim in between the two of them.
That's good. That's good.
But I mean, that's about all I do. Just that. And if one of them gets to going like, you know, it's on its own, doing its own thing, I don't like that.
I don't recommend tweezing. I cried for hours.
I know, but Tom, you might want to because you're turning too many of the upstate women on right now with those eyebrows.
It's not my fault.
Okay, so things that men can do to be more attractive to women, so you kind of look disheveled but still put together.
Uh-huh.
Also, showing your nerdy side.
Yeah.
Tom, you got to stop it.
No, it's nerdy side, meaning you have another side. It's not 100% nerd.
This is the guy that does nerd news, man. Yeah. So you are just driving the ladies crazy here.
Listen. I've been saying that.
Okay. Now, it's not. I don't know if it's as much like Star Wars. If you got Star Wars action figures and stuff. Like
that's you.
I know. And to watch superhero movies and stuff. It's more the geeky side where you can fix their computer or any kind of digital need that they have.
Yeah.
That is a big turn on for a lot of girls.
What are other ways? Because I've not got either of those.
So, good luck.
I feel like a lot of times, though, like the nerdier men are in tech or whatever. And so that can lead to stability because you make money. So I feel like that can be attractive to women because they see that like, oh, he's really smart. He's going to have a good job.
No one wants to admit this because they call women gold diggers for it. But honestly, women are somewhat wired to want to make sure their offspring are going to be well taken care of.
1,000%, yeah.
So they're looking for someone who can provide for the family.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not saying we live in the modern times. Women provide for the family sometimes too. But deep down, if you go back through the history of humanity, that is something that's a little bit hardwired in.
Is that why young women marry really, really old men?
For the money.
Huh?
For the money.
So they reach a point where they've done their partying. Now it's time to settle down, so let's find the old man about to pass.
That's what my wife did.
But I also feel like the nerdier guys, like, they're not hitting on the ladies. They're not, like typically the one that you're going to go after, like, the girls are going to, like, flock to. So usually a nerdier guy is going to love you a lot and give you a lot of attention.
Yeah,
you don't
right.
have to worry about them being...
Because they're just thrilled that some woman actually talked to them.
Yeah. They're going to love you hard.
So you're saying this goes back to, like, the beginning of time. So... Were there like geeky cavemen out there? What were their jobs? Like,
I think back then the geeky guys were just out of luck. It wasn't until technology came.
Oh, okay. So I was thinking the geeky guy was probably the guy that was drawing on the caveman wall of what the cavemen were actually out hunting the saber-toothed tigers.
No, that was probably the women.
And probably made the wheel, invented the wheel because he was smart.
Yeah.
While the other was out there hunting.
Exactly. Yeah.
There you go.
We had geeky cavemen back then.
Yeah. He was an engineer.
Okay. But don't go too far with your geekiness, or especially when it comes to social media and using your cell phones and stuff. They say detach from social media, especially first month that you're hanging out with her.
Yes.
I agree.
You want to put that cell phone away, at least trick her long enough to, you know, and then bring it out after a month or two.
Because I feel like sometimes, like, those guys that you see on TikTok or Instagram, and they're making, like, they're, like, lip-syncing songs. Like, that's super cringy to me.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, you literally had to set your phone up and do that. I can see a girl doing that, but not a guy.
I know. That makes sense, don't it?
Yeah.
Okay, the unusual thing a man can do to be more attractive to women. This is the last one, and it's super easy to do in some ways, but never miss an opportunity to go to a party where you have to dress it up, because girls love to dress up.
Oh, I hate that.
It can be like a charity event, something like that, where you can they want to get dressed, get shoes and stuff like that. It could be even like Halloween parties.
Yeah.
They love to dress up like, you know, you could be, I don't know, you could be showing off your rugged, handsome, good looks underneath that Elmo costume. You know?
But I feel like I love a theme. Like, if I'm going to go out and I want to dress up, like, I would love for my significant other to also want to participate and, like, come with me.
Yeah, so Kentucky Derby parties, 4th of July parties, St. Paddy's Day parties, any of those parties where the girls get to dress it up is a good opportunity for a guy.
So you're talking about, like, wearing beads and green shirts and...
Anywhere.
Because that's St. Patrick's Day party. You don't wear a tux to a St. Patrick's Day party.
You don't, but they still like to dress up and go searching for the St. Patty's Day.
See, I'm not looking for the pajama one, wearing one in Walmart, but I'm also not interested in the black tie events or the fine dining restaurants where I got to put a suit on. I only have one suit, a wedding and a funeral suit.
You got your birthday suit, too.
Hey!
I got it on.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Just a quick question. Could you live next to your in-laws?
I do. I actually do.
I'm pretty close to them.
How? You're not that close.
It's a couple of miles. They can get over pretty fast.
Okay. So you live how far from your in-laws, Megan?
Like literally, I could throw a ball.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that counts.
Well, a lot of people say they could not live next door to their in-laws, and I've got some of the reasons why.
And I think it really depends on the in-laws. You got some that, like moms that won't let go of their sons and hates the bride that married him only because that's her baby.
Uh-huh.
And you got the son that wants to be the baby, but you also have normal in-laws of some sort.
I got lucky. I got really lucky.
My sister's husbands love my mom.
Yeah.
But she also don't get in your business.
Okay.
Like a lot of mother-in-laws would do.
Now, I have pretty good in-laws, but even pretty good ones can wear on you if they're around too much.
For sure. I mean, like anybody.
You're like living, they're used to living their household the way they live it. True. You are trying to just kind of make your own household in the way you want to live it, and there's going to be constant clashes.
Okay, but here's some of the reasons why people just cannot live next to their in-laws. Buddy of mine, his dad lives right behind him now.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's just a gate, like it's, and they just opened up a gate on their fence. And so she's having to deal with the in-law at that point. So that'd be kind of hard to do for me personally. Mm. You'll never be able to use the excuse, we're not home. When
that
you
is
need
true.
To.
Yeah. Maybe no one. Maybe no one.
If you've got a garage and you keep your car in there, maybe.
Maybe. Okay, but don't have windows on
you. Yeah, you can't go outside, walk by a window, turn on the fireplace.
Yeah, you're trapped.
That's another thing they say, you can't leave your curtains open, like because they'll see that you are home, or if you have like any spats or anything,
maybe
your in-laws
are saying.
That'll
deter them from coming over if they walk in and they see something they don't want to see, you know? Or if they look through the windows.
So you're purposely designing like these... things or these acts where you're doing something inappropriate.
Well, if you walk around naked and you ain't got no curtains, they ain't gonna come over because they don't want to see that.
Okay. She's saying her in-laws have seen a lot at their house.
Yeah, that's kind of freaking me out a little.
Okay, your spouse always feels like they have to do the holiday dinners at her house because you don't want to put that on the grandparents, like just come over here. So you're always hosting those events if your in-laws live right next to you.
Oh, no, I always go over there. I'm like, y'all cooking dinner? I don't want to cook.
Now, I will say this.
You're driving your in-laws crazy.
Oh, yeah, I'm the problem.
The pro to having your in-laws live right next to you would be babysitting. You can just drop the kids off. It's like, hey, do you mind watching the kids while I go out shopping?
But don't assume because you have, you know, parents that they are immediately the babysitters, because I've heard there's issues where, you know, the daughters just assume
they take advantage.
Mom's home. Yep. She's going to keep the kid. Mm-hmm. And mom might not like that as much as you think.
Okay. Here's something else they say. You will become the corner grocery store. Whenever you're going to the grocery store, it's like the in-laws, well, hey, since you're going, will you pick me up some milk and some Cheetos because we're out of those?
I'll be gone for 2 days, but yes. That's when you get a break going to the grocery store.
Like my mom, like so she now lives close to us, but whenever we were helping her pack up, we were literally packing up everything. And my brother goes, "Do y'all need anything from the store?" And she goes, I want some bird seed. I'm like, wait, what? Like, so, just crazy things that like you don't need, but my mom is going to do that. For sure.
I thought you were going to say she had a whole list for him to go pick up that stuff. Yeah. Well, and here's something they say. Grandma got run over by a reindeer will start to mean something to you if your in-laws live. That's one of the things. What's something that have you borrowed like anything or have they borrowed from you?
Oh, well, absolutely. So when my mom moved here, she moved like a mile down the street. So then my in-laws actually live down the street. We just go over there. I'm like, the girls be like, I'm hungry. And I'm like, go to your grandma's or go to your mammy's house and figure it out. But it's kind of like they're the grocery store. So I think maybe I am the problem.
Okay.
Well, grandmas love that.
Yeah.
A lot of times.
Okay, so...
The grandkids.
Your in-laws will think that you need to actually mow their yard sometimes. It's like, hey, why you got your lawnmower out? Can you just hit my yard too?
Why would they think that? Why would you think someone else is supposed to mow your lawn?
I'm just kind of curious, like, have your in-laws ever, like... You know, and they listen, so I've got to be careful here. But have they asked certain things of you that you thought were probably
unusual? Well, I mean, they've never asked me to mow their lawn.
Yeah, they shouldn't, because you should do it on your own, especially if you live next door. What's the purpose? I mean, why not just go ahead and go on, keep going on the lawn to the next door neighbor? I used to load up my lawnmower in my car and drive to my dad's and do his yard work.
Oh, that's nice.
That's your dad.
Yeah.
Not your in-law.
No, you're right. I wouldn't have done that. Now that I'm thinking about it, you're right.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.